So it's lunchtime at Adistana, just before the Tri Ratna International Retreat starts. And I'm here with Ratnadeva. Hi, Ratnadeva.
Hello.
Ratnadeva's been here since Saturday, and there's been a whole practically week's worth of work going on at Adistana to make this event possible. Ratnadeva's been working with the Buddhafield team. So tell us a wee bit about how that's been going.
Well, it's been delightful. From when we arrived last Saturday in convoy from Devon, with all our equipment, we've had such a lovely welcome from Adistana. Everybody here has been really helpful, and the weather has been really helpful too. We've had lots of sunshine, and it is an utterly beautiful part of the countryside, Herefordshire. Tri Ratna has done very well to have its centre, its base, its heartland here in Herefordshire.
Grand. So tell me, when you came down on Saturday, you said you came in convoy. How many people arrived here on that day?
Seven people arrived on that day.
Okay, because we've just done a closing ritual for the setup, and I did a quick count, and that seven has grown, hasn't it? Because there were 60 people in that closing circle.
A never-widening circle, the Sangha grows, yes. Each day people would arrive and help out, and our team expanded every day. It's like building a community, an ever-expanding community, as each day goes on. And the work we do together, I find, really develops the bonds of community. We've worked together, we've meditated together, we've tried to create a kind of working retreat situation. So we've meditated before lunch and dinner, we've done pujas in the evening, and we've done a huge amount of work in between. And I have to say, the team we've had on this occasion has been absolutely marvellous. We have a core team of Buddhafielders who do go from event to event, but we also have a lot of volunteers who change from event to event. And everyone has been absolutely priceless.
Yep. Well, the retreat element has been really visible outside of those formal practice times as well. When I arrived yesterday, people were calm, they were industrious, they seemed really happy, they were getting on with one another, and it seemed remarkably stress-free, which I just suppose practice shows, doesn't it?
Buddhafield has been doing this for quite a few years now, 17, 18 years. So it's what we do. We arrive usually on an empty field, happily here, an empty field right next to Adistana, and set up all our structures, yeah. Run an event, yeah. Take everything down and leave an empty field at the end. So we're used to this kind of nomadic lesson in impermanence, really.
Well, it's like a wonderful Mahayana sutra in that this Buddha field appears. Well, this field of practice arises, and then people engage with one another in a really lively, happy way. We have to work hard. We have to overcome difficulties, but it's just a lovely evanescent event, isn't it? Because it all disappears like the rainbow at the end.
Yes, the rain is pouring down. We've had a lot of sunshine this week, but now the rain is pouring and it's getting a little bit muddy. But the spirits are high. It's been an amazingly harmonious setup, and people are just happy despite a bit of rain and mud. Something I would like to say is that for Buddhafield, it feels like a tremendous honour and privilege to be involved in the international retreat that brings the movement together. We've had people come from Poland yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. It's a very international event. Yeah. And it's also a huge honour for us to be involved at the centre of the Tri Ratna, in the sense, geographically, here we are close to Bantu. He's just in that building over there. To be this, for Buddhafield to be so central to the movement in those ways, it feels wonderful.
Well, I guess what you are doing in Buddhafield and being central at Adistana is you're helping provide the conditions for people from all over Europe to come and participate in this retreat, this Sangha retreat for 5 days. So it's great for everyone, really, isn't it? So I just want to say thanks very much to Ratnadeva for talking to us about that. I might come back to you over the next few days, find out how your work's getting on.
That would be a pleasure.
Lovely. Okay, so that's over and out for now from the international retreat at Adistana. The opening ceremony is going to be happening in 7.5 hours, not that we're counting down. Speak to you later.